Okay, we discussed at what point to say slichos, whether it's right or whether it's for minimum of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, all the way beginning right after Rosh Chodesh Elul, the different minhagim that the Sephardim and Ashkenazim have. Today we're going to discuss the best time to say slichos. So the Mishnah Berurah is pretty clear, the Matei Ephraim, they both seem to prefer, I'll call it 1 and 1a, but clearly the best opportune time, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is to say slichos at Sof HaLaila, which is Samuch La'alos HaShachar. Because at that point, Akash Baruch Hu, the Lashon Mishnah Berurah, shat ba'olam hazev, who ace ratz, Akash Baruch Hu kilu comes down, and he judges this world, and it is a special opportune time to daven to Hashem, and that is one of the times, which is the best time to be saying slichos, ace ratz, and usually to cry over the korban at that time. And that is a very special time. It's important to note that time is before Alos HaShachar. So that is extremely early, meaning there's really two shitas for when Alos HaShachar really is. Some say that Alos HaShachar is an hour and a half before Nates, and some say that it's 72 minutes before Nates. But either way, so if you're starting, let's say Nates just make things early, is at 6:12. So, you know, even a slower minute will start around 5:45, 5:40. So if you're davening, if you want to daven before Alos HaShachar, so that means you're starting it's going to be at 5 o'clock in the morning is going to be alos. You start before then. 4:45, you're starting slichos. So the question is then, you know, 4:45, you're starting slichos. Slichos take maybe a half hour. It's just a little bit inconvenient for minyanim to then go because you have this half hour break before when you're starting shacharis. So most, based on that, because many, even vesikim minyans are not going to be davening except for Erev Rosh Hashanah or when slichos are longer, they're not going to be davening at the most opportune time to say slichos, which I wanted to start that in Shari Chesed. I tried approaching a few people about that to just start it 20 minutes. Well, you're waking up that early anyway, just 20 minutes early to get this special ace ratzon, but I was unsuccessful. Anyway, so that seems to be the most opportune time is before Alos HaShachar. However, there is, I would call it like the one Ezman, which is also saying it at Chatzos Laila. Rav Moshe or Chaim Chelek Besim in Kofei, he quotes the Gemara Nivamos, and he says clearly the Gemara Moshe cites says it was Nargu Harbishanim from Daros HaKadmonim for many years in the earlier generations. The Meiri seems to say that they did it at Chatzos. So many, that also, that the Sefer Musar also writes that many people do it, said at Chatzos. So we have sources to assume that Chatzos is maybe just as good, maybe a drop below the Zman of doing it before Alos HaShachar, and that you'll actually find almost, you know, most places, you can have at least 1 minute every night doing it at Chatzos Laila. And based on the fact that our door is a little bit weaker, the Matei Ephraim already notices, or HaShulchan, that nowadays we do it even after Alos HaShachar, even after the day, even after Nitzachama, and that is all that B'dievid you're allowed to say all day. You're allowed to say Slichos. Or Tzion writes that Lichachili should at least say it in the morning, because after Chatzos Yom, it's already Zman Din Al Pikabal. I think he was quoting that to Or Tzion. Or B'tzirab HaShol says at least don't do it after Chatzos by day. Even that is okay, B'dievid, but still within the B'dievid, there's at least doing it at the Shachar's time. So basically what we come out with is that really the best time to do it is doing it before Alos HaShachar, which again is not so common. You'll find the Sephardim, they really say a very long slichos. Like I said, they do it in the Chachila and these manim, and they start by Elul and they do it before many times. They're at least getting in a few Yod Gimel Midos is by Alos HaShachar. They're starting right now. They announced slichos was at 4:45. Nates isn't in Siddle 6:20 right now in New York, and it's unbelievable. They're starting slichos. So they actually are getting everything, all the milos, and they're doing an Elul and they're getting it before Alos. That's an unbelievable thing to be doing. And the second thing is Chatzos. It's important to note that within this idea of Chatzos, many are point out that it's really not kedai to stay up till Chatzos and to wake up late. The Tshuvas of Anhagos, Rav Sternbach, he points out that Iker Gadol Bavodosime Slichos is specifically waking up early. So if a person is nice to stay up late learning and doing slichos at the end of your learning session, and to stay up night later and stay all the way till 12:30, 12:45, but then you're going to sleep, let's say 1:30, you're not going to bed till 2, and you go to an 8, 9 o'clock shacharis, you just yatzos charab efsido. The whole idea is rizus lavodas habora and waking up. So therefore, he writes that it's very important, do not be ma'achir tefila, if you're davening by chatzos, it's specifically lakum betfila bezrizus be'ilu ayamim hanoraim. So very important point from Sternbach, that even if you're going to be doing the chatzos, which is a great thing, you should be doing it. I'm going to talk about Rav Shechter Shlita, which had a big influence on me, trying to be a little bit more makbid about this when I was in NYU, and hopefully after that, but he's addressing a very important point that really you should not be davening later because of the fact that you're saying late slichos. So you should really be waking up earlier. Shlomo Zalman, in Alichos Shlomo, he takes this even further. Shlomo Zalman thinks that it's better to say slichos earlier than you normally would. So you normally daven at whatever, 6:30 shacharis, you're doing 6 o'clock slichos, that is better to say slichos then before shacharis, even if it's after Nitzachama, than to doing it in Chatzos Laila, before you go to sleep. Because the whole idea is lahashkim, according to Shlomo Zalman, to wake up early, lahashkama, is getting up earlier than you normally used to. If you're not getting up earlier than you normally used to, that's the, you're kind of ruining the whole point of slichos, even at the expense of saying it at after chatzos. However, Rav Chaim Kanievsky was quoted by Sifri Barachim, and they asked him personally. He says that it's better to say slichos achotzes laila than to do it after daytime, after Shehei Rayom, which is going to be after any time after Alos. There are those that say that even if you do it after Alos, but before Nates, it's still before this man of Mamish Yom, Mamish, that it's still even a little bit more of a hiddur than just doing it by after Nates Achama. So that is another, like a sniff to Leah, a little bit of a better point. But those are the different zmanim that we have. What is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, something that you should really never be doing, is saying slichos before Chatzos Laila. Before Chatzos Laila, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tavkus HaMachesiv Katan Nebez that you're not allowed to say Slichos, because the Yid Gimel Midos are not allowed to be said before Chatzos Laila. And that is something which you really should not be doing. Even Rav Moshe, people like quote, oh, Rav Moshe was Mikil. Rav Moshe was Mikil. If you read the Tshuva, it's so clear. Rav Moshe writes, Eshas Hadcha Gomor after the Hashemona Rishona, and only you should write specifically, remember looking up the Tshuva, and Rav Moshe writes like very clearly, and you should say that this is only Eshas Hadcha, and you should tell everybody this is Hadcha, and this will be for one time thing, or we're going to try to fix it and do it better. Rav Moshe is not like Mikil. He was not happy with it. So it's, I don't know why people by the first Motzei Shabbos, where we have the Minhag because of the fact we say, B'motzei Yom Menucham, which is really even those who do it before Vasikin, but you, many times will do it by the first night, at least they'll do it that night after Chatzos. So there are those who do it at 10 and 11 o'clock. It's Mamash Yatzos Chere B'Hafsidu, according to Mishnah Berurah, according to many poskim, because the whole idea is to be doing it after Chatzos Laila. There are some, like Chassidishim and Hagim, that did it aloud a little bit before Chatzos, but that is really, unless that's your specific minhag, really, there's not really so much room to be makel on the Shaila, and a person should really be makbid about doing it after Chatzos, and he should ask the Shaila, if you really, it's very hard for you to stay up till Chatzos that first night, which is coming up in a few Motzei Shabbos, we're going to have that. It's a shaila. If you're not able, if you're going to daven at 10 o'clock slichos, according to many, it'd be better to say it in the morning before shachris. So everyone should ask the shaila there. I think that's clearly Mishnah Berurah would say that way, and maybe even Rav Moshe, but definitely Mishnah Berurah would l'chora say that. So everyone ask your posik. But again, if you can, really best to stay up for chatzos. It's only one night a year we stay up to chatzos. We show Hashem that we're staying up a little bit later. We're trying to wake up a little bit earlier, and that's what's important. So I'm going to say Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter, I always remember, was very influential on me. He was extremely makbid about this. I don't think he ever did it after. He always was makbid to either. He said you should do really the Chatzos Laila or by Alos HaShachar. So he did Chatzos Laila. He always used to come to the Beis Medrash with Torsky, Shlita, and Rav Shechter. I remember every single night came out of Slichot seeing him there, and it was very influential to me because I saw this, he was a 75-ish, that 75-year-old man, every single night, obviously I don't know when he was waking up in the morning. I definitely was at Gluck, but I'm saying, and I noticed that visibly that he was more tired during those months, but he's saying that that's the whole idea, that we're showing Hashem, we're going to be Moser Nefesh, just a little bit of our sleep, but a little bit of our normal comforts to show Hashem, listen, we're ready to do tshuva. So I'll point that out, that it's a few weeks of the year and it's time to, we kind of go all out. I'll have to final 2-minute warning of a game, if you're playing sports. So you go all out. We're here, just push yourself till Yom Kippur. That's a zman where we get up, especially early, we show Hashem, we're going by extra bezrisos. It's kedai to try to be makbid for these things. And I had this chus of seeing the great Rebbeim be extremely makbid about this. My uncle also sleep is very makbid about doing it at the most opportune time. So seeing all these older people who I felt like, I'm much younger than them, I can definitely do it. So that had a big influence me as well. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, will pick up with more of the halachos on slichos and mirtzeshem in the upcoming halachos.